Hello, my name is Sipora Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 46. We continue with our B'nai Korach series, and since yesterday's Perek provided our bridge to redemption, this Perek speaks of hope and of salvation and of the ingathering of the exiles that will happen le'asid lavo in the future. Lamnatzeach levnei Korach al alamos shir. Ala alamos shir. Alamos is an unexpected word without consensus in terms of its definition, and that leaves room for many and varied interpretations. Rashi says that there is a type of musical instrument called alamos. The commentary of Meiri says that this instrument was called alamos because it is reminiscent of an alma, young women, whose characteristic merriment and alacrity was increased by the use of this musical tool. But alamos, according to Targum, comes from the word he'elem, disappearing. This is a song that B'nai Korach sang when their father disappeared and they survived. Still others utilize this shoresh of he'elem, disappearance, to reference a song we sing about the hidden miracles that occur to us during the times of exile, when things seem to be only functioning on a regular level but are in fact supernatural. The interpretation here of the Alshich connects to that of the Meiri, but is perhaps most original. Alamos, he says, are the souls of B'nai Yisrael, who are beautiful like young women, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Al Kain Alamos Ahivucha, utilizing the example of young women to express the love that B'nai Yisrael has for Hashem. Elokim Lanu Machaseva Oz Ezra Vitzaros Nimtza Me'od. Hashem is our shelter and our protection. And when we have tzaros, Hashem helps us very much. He is very accessible. We are speaking of the period before Mashiach's arrival, when trouble begins to beset us. The Chasam Sofer discusses this pasuk and shares a very deep concept that we will lay out here in a few short words. Myriad books of Kabbalah and Chassidus speak about the idea that Yisrael mefarnesin la'avihem shebashamayim. B'nai Yisrael provide kavyachol for their father in heaven. This means that in order for the heavens and the earth to operate properly, B'nai Yisrael need to provide the apposite fuel by way of their avodas Hashem, their service of God. Thus, the power of Jewish service of Hashem propels all of the components of the world into operation. So that Hashem does not actually need our service, but because He loves us so much, He chooses to create this channel whereby our service has input into the running of the world. The Chasam Sofer thus explains this pasuk by inverting the meaning and placing the onus upon us as servants. So while Elokim Lanu Machaseva Oz, even in the times when we need Hashem's protection from the other nations, in other words, during times of galus or exile, we can't neglect our duty to Him. We need to double down on our efforts in Torah, tefillah, prayer, and acts of charity to help support the systems of heaven and earth. So while Hashem is our shelter and our protection during tzara, Ezra v'tzaros nimtza ma'od, we have to do our part and be extra vigilant in our deeds. Al kein lo nira v'hamir aretz uvimot harim b'lev yamim. Therefore we will not fear when the earth changes and when mountains crumble into the heart of the sea. When is the earth changing? When are the mountains crumbling into the heart of the seas? On a basic level of interpretation, B'nai Korach are foreseeing a future event, that in the time of King Uzziah, an earthquake occurs that ravages surrounding nations, but that doesn't touch Jews. However, Rashi posits that this pasuk is speaking metaphorically about Melchemes Gog u'Magog, the great battle that will take place before the coming of Mashiach. B'nai Korach themselves were underground. They saw the land shifting and the mountains crumbling before their eyes. So they are passing on their experience that even when it looks like the ends of the earth, one does not need to fear, and one should emphasize their belief in Hashem. The great tzaddik, the Yisod HaVoida, used to reflect to his Talmidim that the sky is not the same sky as it was in the times of the Kumbrina Rebbe, that the earth is not the same earth as it was in the times of the Kumbrina. While to the untrained eye, the world may appear exactly as it used to be, unchanging from year to year, in truth, the material world draws from the spiritual world. We see this when the creation bowed to Yaakov Avinu, our forefather, who was such a righteous person that he caused inanimate rocks to unite to form a place to rest his head. Again, in the time of the Mabul, the great flood, even animals who operate on instinct changed their programmatic ways to act out in deviance. This was a reflection of the depravity that surrounded them and affected and changed them, even the inanimate, on a cellular level. As those who survived the Holocaust would say, this world is not the world that was. The stature of those who walk the earth and their power is gone. Spiritually, the world is not the same. Bahamir Aretz, the world has changed, and not only spiritually, it seems as if physically as well. We are in the midst, living life in an upside-down world. And even as we live in these tumultuous times, where the distance from holiness is rampant and palpable, the message from the Mishorer, drawn from the Bnei Korach, resounds, Al Kain Lo Nira, we won't be afraid, we trust in Hashem, even now, especially now. The Pesukim continue to speak of the future, Yehemu Yachmeru Meimav Yerashu Harim Begava So Sela. The waters will storm and will be muddied with sand, the mountains will quake from Hashem's pride forever. The mountains here refer to the heads of nations. They will seize up with fear. This all will happen when the great battle will occur, but we are not afraid of it because Hashem is on our side, supporting us, as we said before, Ezra Vitzaros Nimtza Me'od. Nahar Plagav Yisamchu Ir Elokim Kedosh Mishkanei Elyon. As for the river, its rivulets will cause the city of Hashem, Yerushalayim, to rejoice. This reminds us of the Pasuk in Zechariah that speaks of these very waters that flow from Gan Eden, as it says, V'haya bayom hahu, yetzu mayim chayim mirushalayim. On that day, fresh water shall flow from Yerushalayim. We see that in the future, while the world is taken by storm, Yerushalayim will be an oasis in the middle of it all, with waters of Eden surrounding it. Elokim b'kirba bal timot, ya'izreha Elokim lifnos boker. Hashem is in her midst and will not waver. And now, at the minute before the dawn breaking, he is there as well. These are the moments before the Geula, right before the redemption occurs when it seems darkest. Hamugayim matu mamlachos nasan bekolo tamug aretz. Nations have stirred, kingdoms have faltered. When they hear the voice of Hashem, the earth shall melt. And then the refrain of the parak appears. Hashem Tzivako Simanu, Mizkav Lanu, Elokei Yaakov Sela. Hashem of legions is with us. The power that rules over all the hosts of heaven, the moon and the stars, the hosts of the netherworld, the seas, the mountains, and all the armies and troops, Hashem of Yaakov rules them all, and he is our fortress forever. And all the nations will say, L'chu chazu mefalos Hashem, asher sam shamos ba'aretz. Go and see what Hashem has done. Look at his deeds, at the destruction he has visited on the earth. Shamos from the root of shmama, destruction. But the Gemara states on this pasuk, minalan dishma garim. Here we can see why names are so important. Al tikri shamos ela shemos. Don't call them destructions, but rather names. If you want to see the greatness of Hashem in this world, look at the names that are given. Names have such power, such impact upon a person, which is why they are given with a measure of prophecy. Well, what of the names with which Bnei Yisrael are known? Let us return to our forefathers and see the strength of one of their names and its relevance. Yaakov Avinu was always called Yaakov because he held on to his brother Esav's heel, and so he had a foothold on the power of Esav in this world. And as Yaakov later said, "Bisaudam al tavo nafshi, b'kahalam al yichad kevodi." When Korach will gang up against Moshe Rabbeinu, don't mention my name. I don't want a connection to that. And that's why the Torah stops at Levi when it recounts Korach's lineage and his deeds, never going that extra generation to correlate him to Yaakov. Because Korach forfeited his connection to Yaakov when he decided to rebel against Moshe. And when he forfeited that, it also forfeited the power within that name. But in Divrei Hayamim, when Bnei Korach come up to sing Shira as Leviim, it does correlate them with their lineage to Yaakov. Because Korach did not only sin, he broke with his background, his biggest source of strength. Korach's sons, however, the B'nai Korach that we are studying, with their power to sing, not only did they rectify their own deeds, but they built a path back to their forefathers. L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem asher sam shamos ba'aretz. How great are the acts of Hashem that He ascribes names in the land. He gave us back the name Yaakov that gives us the power over Esav. And we tap into that in the Shirim of B'nai Korach. Mashbis milchamos ad ketzei ha'aretz keshes yishaber v'kitzei tzchanis agalos yisrof ba'esh. When Hashem wants to break the wars, He does. He foils the battles until the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear to smithereens. He burns the chariots in fiery flame. All these wars are in the hands of Hashem, not in the strength of their soldiers or their armaments. Harpu ude'u ki anochi Elokim, arum bagayim, arum ba'aretz. So Hashem comes and speaks even to the nations at the time of redemption and says, stop! Cease your evil ways, desist in your fighting, and acknowledge my sovereignty. I will then be exalted among these nations and upon the entire earth. And once again, our refrain. Hashem Tzvakos imanu miskav lanu Elokei Yaakov Sela. The Yerushalmi states that this pasuk should always be said, La'olam al yehei pasuk hazeh zaz misoch picha. We are in the dark time before the dawn, right now. Rabbi Nachman says in his Sefer Hamidos that any time a person feels fear, he should say this pasuk as a skula, as a protection, to banish doubts and to strengthen us. We have to remember, wherever we are, that Hashem helps us to tap into the strength imbued within Yaakov, imbued within us. We can lean into that support, and we triumph. Thank you for studying together. L'ilui nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.